Okay, today we're headed towards the change the gear sign in Tosfos. Okay, the Magen Avraham, the Taz, the Rashash, the way they change the gear sign in Tosfos. But before we get to that, let's just take our gear sign in Tosfos. Okay, we had a Svara for our gear sign in Tosfos last time, and leaving out the Svara part of it. But basically, Tosfos is saying, okay, if you remember the Cheshbon of the Gemara, was that Rav Hanan was limiting the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim to a sukkah, which is Zayin al Zayin. Okay, it's only Zayin al Zayin. And Tosus before explained the reason he suggested was because if it's Zayin al Zayin and it's 20 amos high, then it loses its shame of a sukkah and it becomes a lul shel tarnagol, a chicken coop. Okay, those dimensions are more in line with that of a chicken coop, less in line with that of a human dwelling quarters, and therefore the definition of the place is going to become a chicken coop, and therefore it's going to be pasul sukkah. Okay? But that's only Zayin al Zayin. Once it's bigger than that, so then it's no longer going to resemble a chicken coop. Okay?
Does this need to be plugged in?
No.
So that was the way he explained the machlokas before. That was Rav Hanan's limitation on the machlokas. The problem was is the case of Hilni HaMalka. Because you see that in the case of Hilni HaMalka, apparently the machlokas should apply. Rav Yehuda Nachum should apply in the case of Hilni HaMalka. The problem is, Hilni, according to the argument, if you want to make Rav Yehuda's argument solid, you have to say that Hilni had she and her seven children in her sukkah with her. Okay, she and her seven children in the sukkah with her. And still it was above 20, and then Rav Yehuda could have a proof from there. Okay? The problem is that how could you fit seven children in a sukkah, which is only 7x7? Right? That was the big problem. That's why Rashi rejected Rav Hanan. Okay? Because you can't. Okay? Now, Tosfos said not so fast, because I'll tell you what you could do. You can make a sukkah, which is 6x100, say. 6x much, whatever much is. 6x a lot. And 6x a lot, you're going to fit. You will be able to fit. It has to be 6x a lot, because it can't just be 6x8, because then you know you have the same problem. You're not going to be able to fit the seven kids. So 6x a lot, it has to be 6x a lot. So let's say 6x100 for argument's sake. I don't see why I should make this. Where's the cutoff point? So 6x100, let's say. So which is 6x a lot, okay? But presumably, 6, if you have a sukkah, it's also the same, if you have a sukkah, which is 6x100. So therefore, insofar as being kasha for a sukkah, it's fine, because the shear of the 7x7 is really an area. So it has to be 49 square tefachim. So the sukkah is 49 square tefachim. Okay? Yet still Rav Hanan is going to hold that in that case they're arguing. Right? Because even though Rav Hanan was saying that the only argument is by 7x7, which you're telling me means 7x7 is 49 square tefachim, so that's a good question. What's Tosfos really gaining by this whole thing? Because Tosfos, the whole point of this was to try to create a sukkah which Rav Hanan's going to hold that they argue by. Okay? But if you're telling me that the sukkah is 6x100, so the square footage is now going to be, square tefachimage is going to be more than 49 square tefachim. So, and Rav Hanan's whole point was they only argue by 7x7. So have you really gained anything? That sukkah is not going to be a sukkah which they're arguing about. But obviously Tosfos is saying that is a sukkah which Rav Hanan's still going to parcel that sukkah for some reason. Okay, so Rav Hanan is, according to Rav Hanan, it's going to be possible if it's 7x7, or if it's 6x100. Even though 6x100, the square area is greater than 7x7, right? Mm-hmm. So why should that be? Now that has to be explained, right? So the punchline, okay, the bottom line question is why, according to Rav Hanan, Tosfos seems to be suggesting, according to Rav Hanan, the psul of 7x7 is a little tiny golem, so it's only 7x7. If it's any bigger than that, if it's 8x8, there's no psul. Yet he holds, if it's 6x100, it's still going to be the psal of Lo Shana Golem. The question is, why should that be? I mean, it seems inconsistent. Okay, a thing like this is, like, let's just think again, is this whole Lo Shana Golem idea. So I think the way we said it last time, it was good. Like way back when, is that, see, a man naturally defines things in his framework. Okay? I mean, like a house. I mean, maybe you could put chickens in a house. I mean, possible. I mean, I don't see why you couldn't. I mean, I don't think it has to be tight. But naturally, if something lends itself to a structure, lends itself to people living in there, so you define it in the framework of man. It's a sukkah. It's a bias. It's a dira. Dira sadam. Right? You don't just go and define things as chicken coops. When do you define it as a chicken coop? When it's, so to speak, it's hard to define it as a dira sadam. Although maybe a person could live there, but it's bedochek. It's like, it's tight. It's not, when there's difficulty in imagining, so to speak, that that's a guy lives in there, so then you don't go to, then you're forced out of your framework of defining it in the context of man, which is your natural framework, and then you say, well, maybe it isn't really for a man, because a man's living there, so maybe it's a sort of chicken coop. And that's when a person, so if it then has the height of above 20, and it's a tight squeeze, then he's going to find his chicken coop. Of course, if it's less than 20, so it's a tight squeeze, so a man's living there? Well, I guess so. What else could it be? But when it's a tight squeeze, it's a tight squeeze, and the height is such that it lends itself to having another definition, then if a person were defining the structure, he'd define it as a chicken coop. Okay? Now the question is, what makes it a tight squeeze? Okay? Tight squeeze basically means where it's tight insofar as the dearest other is concerned. So I'd say there are two ways you could do it, that can take place. It could be tight and not lend itself to Dearest Adam. Either one way is where it's an exact fit. Okay? See, when a person is 7x7, so seven, let's say exactly 7x7, it's a perfect exact fit. Okay? That's not a normal way for a person to live. Okay? I mean, even though it's true that is the minimal shear, and that's what it's based upon, and a person technically could fit there, but it's exact. Apparently, so that was the first idea. When it's the exact amount of space, no room to budge in any direction, that is, although it can be roi for dira, it's a person looks at that and says, "Is that really a person's living there?" And if it lends itself to a chicken definition, if it's above 20, then a person's going to define it as a chicken coop. Okay, then that's what its definition is going to be. That's if it's exactly, it's tight with no room to move. That's one way a person's going to define it as, one way where Diras Adam becomes hard to imagine. Okay, but another way, and you could argue this is even easier to say, is if in one dimension he's really tight. It's not just exactly he fits. He doesn't fit. And he has to contort himself in order to be able to fit. That's certainly takes away from the idea of Diras Adam, or even though technically it makes it in terms of the shear, because the shear is Zion al-Zion is in terms of an area, but the normal positioning of a person is in a square, is 7x7. So if a person is going to have to bend himself funny in order to fit in there, that's also an abnormal human living conditions, and therefore if a person sees it, he's going to say, is this really a human dira? And if there's a chicken, if it lends out to chicken poop, it's above 20, then it's gonna take on the shame of a little China golem. So I mean, in a sense, I think those, it's not a big move. It's even like a kosher can. I mean, if you're telling me that the chiddush is really that even though it's perfectly fitting for a guy, could fit 100% in 7x7, but still a person doesn't normally fit exactly tight. That already brings on another shame. But those saying, of course, if in one dimension it's actually, not only is it exactly fitting, it's smaller than the fit in one dimension. He's going to have to make his body in a way where he could, in his table, sit, you know, he has to jostle around to get a good position that he's going to fit in there. Then that's definitely questions the feasibility of Diras Adam there. And if it's above 20, it's going to be defined as a little stone golem. So the common factor, I think Gil said as well, is good, is that where it's like an abnormal human living. When it's an abnormal human living, then it points to something else. Abnormal human living could either be because it's exactly the perfect fit of a human being, a person doesn't normally live that way, or it's overall there's an area, but he has to bend funny in order to pull it off. So pair is fine. So this is all within simple straight gears of Tosfos. Okay? But there are those Achronim who reject it. Okay? And they, we mentioned them before, I think their main problem, okay, again, I haven't looked at it in a little bit, but I think their main problem is they don't like saying that you could kosher a sukkah which is less than 7x7. Okay? They don't like saying that a sukkah which is 6x9 or 6x10 is going to be kosher. Because the one question I remember they say is, when you say, where are you going to cut it off? 1x49 is going to be kosher? Because the square area, I mean, you could have anything. 1x49, so they say it can't be. And they say, if you're telling me there would be a cutoff point, the Gemara doesn't say any cutoff point. So therefore, they say it's not possible. Sukkah has to be 7x7, and that's it. seven in each direction. It's the share, as we said, share in the structure. And in the structure, you have one wall, you have another wall. Each wall has a share of seven. They're two separate shiurim. This wall has a share of seven. That wall has a share of seven. And that's it. So if that's the case, the problem is, so what's Tosa saying? I mean, Rashi, that's what Rashi held. And therefore, because of what Rashi held, he couldn't work out a case for Rav Chanan, because Rav Chanan is saying that the Machlok is only 7x7. Machlok is only 7x7. And how could it possibly be that he only fit her seven kids in 7x7? It's not possible. And you can't start saying 6x100 because 6x100 is possible. So the only thing you have left to you is 7x7. And once it's bigger than 7x7, Rashi says, then it's not a little stone golem anymore. Then it's not going to be the psal of whatever Rav Chanan's psal is. His psal is only 7x7. So Tosfos, if you want to take out, change the Gitron in Tosfos, then you have to explain, so how's he getting around Rashi's problem? Right? So let's take their guess. So what they say is, the Dilma Arucha Tufa, okay, it was bigger, it was, let's say, a width of 100, but it was only, it was long 100, but it was only 7 tvachim wide. And her kids sat in that length. Okay, so basically he's saying, what was the case? It was 7x100. Okay, 7x100, let's say. 7x100. So our kids could fit certainly in 7x100. You just put 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever. You lay them all out. 7x100. No problem of them fitting. So go to 7x100. So therefore, certainly kosher, right? Because the minimum size is 7x7. The only thing which Tosis is adding is that now Rav Chanan originally said the Machlokas is only by 7x7. Right? But now he's going to say the Machlokas is even by 7 by anything. As long as one dimension is 7, then he's saying you have the psal of Rav Chanan. Okay, as long as one dimension is 7, then you have the psal of Rav Chanan. Okay? And it has to be, so to speak, bigger than 7 in both dimensions in order for it to be kosher, which is difficult. I mean, it's difficult to read that into the Gemara, Rav Chanan's psal, I think. And he says, oh, Machlokes is only by 7x7. I mean, I don't know. It's hard to figure out a rib shop, but I mean, on the surface, it's hard to read. I think that is a difficulty in this change of the Girsa, is to say that it's going to be a psal of a little shtar golem if you have a sukkah which is 7x100. I mean, that is something which has to be explained. You know, and I mean, maybe, yeah, I just don't see, I mean, Rashi would never even entertain such a possibility. I mean, 7x7, how are you going to say that's a little shtar golem?
How do you explain Rashi? Because you don't even know what his reasoning is.
Yeah, I know, we don't even know what his reasoning is. That's true. But whatever reason, I mean, he doesn't have much to explain.
Right.
He says 7x7, 7x7. Where do you start saying 7x100? 7x100 isn't 7x7 anymore. Right? So it's not, you don't have to explain that much, according to him, I think. And I think, anyways, he's in line with, if you want to say Sultan Golem, that
right.
Makes sense. 7x7 is the lowest Sultan Golem. 7x100 should be the lowest Sultan Golem. 6x100 makes sense, the lowest Sultan Golem, because now you're pressed down in one dimension. But if you fit perfectly in one dimension and you have plenty of room the other way, plenty. So then he's going to say it's still possible, it's still a little stone of gold. I mean, that's what the claiming Tosas holds, which I think is difficult. I mean, I think it is difficult. They're getting at one logical problem, I mean, you know, because they're saying, how could you have a shield like that? But I think that's hard to say. But maybe someone could explain it a little bit. I mean, it sounds like he's saying once you're squeezed in one dimension, once it's tight, exactly, perfectly tight in one dimension, then all of a sudden it's a little stone of gold. But it's hard to say that. I mean, it's a very roomy place. So in one dimension, you don't have room to move around. I mean, a person has to move around in all dimensions.
Yes,
like, as it is, I think it's...
That's how someone would build a building.
What?
That's the classic case, like 7x100.
Yeah, yeah.
That's,
I mean, that's a huge building.
No,
yeah.
It builds a perfect
right.
Square.
Right.
So you're right. I mean,
you can't move, it's just that it's tight. So
yeah,
it's
exactly. And I could see saying, and this itself is a chiddush, but saying that when it's exactly, perfectly a tight fit, 7x7, I have no room to move, that's like a claustrophobic type of situation. It's not a normal way for a person to live. That I could see saying. But if you tell me 7x100, so I have perfect amount of room functionally for my Rosh Arubo, and I have room, so I don't feel like I'm perfect, I'm tight, it's 100 amos long. So to say that that's a lul shatar nagol, and that a person doesn't live like that, I mean, you could argue a guy doesn't normally make it exactly tight in one direction, but I mean, then it's a hard kind of a, I mean, I think the thing itself is difficult to say, but you could say saying exactly, once it's exactly the thing, then you could say. But I think it is hard to say that a 7x100 in one dimension, it's like a funny machlokas. So what's the question, you know? Does a person live in one dimension that's tight, or is he not, you know? It's a funny type of,
thing like this. See, the question is, when you have a Losh Tana Golem, okay, this idea of Losh Tana Golem is possible. So why is a Losh Tana, why is it possible by 7 by 7 above 20? Is it because it's, when it's 7 by 7 and it's above 20, it's not a Sukkah, it's a Losh Tana Golem? That's what we've been saying until now. That it's shame, or it's shame, if you have to define it, the shame of the Makom is Losh Tana Golem, and thereby its shame lack, you know, loses the shame sukkah. It's not defined; it's a definitional thing. Okay, there's no gzeres hakasa, there's no soul of Losh Tana Golem. It's just that when it's a Losh Tana Golem, since the thing only has one definition, so its definition is if it's more Losh Tana Golem than a sukkah, then a person can define it as Losh Tana Golem, and then it will surrender its shame of a sukkah. Right? That's the way we've been learning until now. But maybe you could learn another way to learn would be that Losh Tana Golem is a psalm. Okay? It's not just pshat that it has to be a sukkah, and when it's Losh Tana Golem, it's not sukkah anymore. But Losh Tana Golem is like a different kind of a makom. You know what I mean? It's a makom of chickens. Okay? And if something has the characteristic or the shame of Losh Tana Golem on it, that's a psalm. It's like a contradiction to the shame sukkah. It's not because it doesn't have a person wouldn't call it a sukkah. Maybe you'd call it a sukkah. But once, if it has the shame of like Diros Be'ema, you know what I mean? If it has the characteristic of Losh Tana Golem, then that's a posa. Okay? So what's the difference? Sounds like the same thing. Bottom line is, when it's Losh Tana Golem, it's posa. So when it's Losh Tana Golem, it's not a sukkah, and therefore it's posa. So who cares if it's posa because it's not a sukkah, or it's posa because it's a Losh Tana Golem? Either way, it's possible when it's a Losh Tana Golem, and it's not a sukkah. So it sounds like, what's the difference between the two? But it could be there's a difference. See, the difference is like this, is that if you, see, remember we just set up that according to this shita, okay, that according to Rashi, the way that everyone's learning now, that shear is 7 by 7, which means the shear of a sukkah is in the structure. Shear in the structure, and the structure, each dimension is distinct. Okay, the sukkah is 7 in one dimension and 7 in the other dimension. Okay, and that's why area doesn't work, because each dimension is a separate entity. Right? Each dimension is a separate framework. So there's 7 in one dimension, 7 in the other dimension. Okay? Now, since that's the case, you could argue like this, is that what is the dimensions, what is the dimension which creates the Losh Tana Golem? So the dimension which creates the Losh Tana Golem is 7 or less. Okay? 7 or less. Okay? Now, if you have that dimension in one of the walls, so then you could say that the sukkah now has a characteristic of Losh Tana Golem, because its dimension, although only one of them, its dimension is that of Losh Tana Golem. Okay? It has a dimension which is a dimension which is normal for that of Losh Tana Golem. Okay, and therefore you could say that it has a characteristic of Losh Tana Golem. But you wouldn't say, if you say Losh Tana Golem is a posel, so then you could say, well, since it has the characteristic of Losh Tana Golem, because it has one wall which is 7, therefore it's Losh Tana Golem. That's a posel. Okay? But if you say that the reason why Losh Tana Golem is posel is because it loses its shema as a sukkah, so then you can't just say, well, it has one wall of a Losh Tana Golem. Because then you have to say, yeah, but the other wall is huge. And therefore, if you wouldn't define the place as a Losh Tana Golem. Because in defining a place, you don't just look at one wall. In defining a place, you look at everything. So if you say one wall is 7, the other is 100, it's not a Losh Tana Golem. It's not the way Losh Tana Golem goes. A person lives there, like we said. A person could live there comfortably. You know, he has room to walk around. So if a person had to define the location, he would define it as a sukkah. Okay? Because, again, you don't define a location just on one dimension. You define a location based on both dimensions. So if you're defining it and saying, is it a sukkah? You'd say, yes, it is a sukkah. But it still has a characteristic of Losh Tana Golem, because one of its walls is a length which is objectively defined as Losh Tana Golem. So if you say that the idea of Losh Tana Golem is a posel, that if it has the characteristic of Losh Tana Golem, which means 7 tefachim and the height which is above 20, you say that's a posel, so then even though it only exists in one dimension and the makom is not defined as a Losh Tana Golem, but still you could say that the posel will express itself. Posel will express itself. I mean, because it partakes of that characteristic.
So that's the difference. If it's a posel, it could be a posel even in a degree. I mean, even if it only partakes of it in a lesser extent. If you're saying it's only posel because it's not a sukkah, then it has to be to the extent where it actually takes over the definition of the thing. That's only going to be where it's exactly 7x7. I mean, I think this makes more sense within the framework which we set up, that the shear is 7x7, not an area, because the shear has to be in the structure of a sukkah. And in the structure of a sukkah, each wall is distinct. So there's one wall which is 7 and another wall which is 7. So they're two distinct things. And one of those walls is the shear of Los Tanagolim. One of those walls is the shear of Los Tanagolim. So therefore, the shear of Los Tanagolim will register on one wall. You can't say, yeah, but the other wall is bigger. Yeah, that's true, the other wall, but you can't deny one wall, because this whole svara is saying that you have to look at one wall. And if it's 6x100, it's possible, the other wall is much bigger. It's very nice, the other wall, but this wall is its own entity, and it's lacking in shear. So they'll say the same thing. This wall is its own entity, and it reflects a shameless China golem. And you'll say, would a person define the place as a rooster? No, he wouldn't define it. He'd define it as a bias. But could you ignore that it has the characteristic of that? No, one of its walls, which is a one wall in structure, is a significant entity, has the characteristic of the of Shekin Kuh. So therefore, that will register to be a posel. I mean, whereas Rashi wouldn't go for it. Rashi wouldn't hold that. Rashi holds it does not define this Shekin Kuh. First thing, ultimately, wouldn't define the Shekin Kuh discussion. But if you ask me, I mean, we can think about it more. But I don't see. It's hard to know these kinds of things. But I just don't see, given that the girsa, the simple girsa, without changing it, and works out. I don't know. It's hard to say. Hard to just change it. I mean, and it's probably, if they had another girsa, there are two girsas. But if you look, when I looked at it, I don't think they said that there's another girsa. They just said that since this one doesn't make any sense. So therefore, we're going to make this. We're going to change it and try to figure out what other word could have been there. I mean, I would say, I'm not saying it's a bad method. If it really doesn't work out, then you have a right to. You could say you have a right to do that. I mean, Tosas has to be saying something logical, and if simple pshat is illogical, then there are changes. There are girsa mistakes. But if you have the ability to defend the girsa, and there's no indication, there's no other girsas out there, then I don't see going changing the girsa. You know what I mean? I mean, obviously they held that was illogical. They didn't hold by that you could work it out. But I'm saying, given that we did work out, and the way it seems to us, it did work out. I mean, they have a right to say it doesn't work out, but we have a right to say they think it does work out. So again, I'd lean towards the first one.
Well,
but I think we could work on this svara. I think there could be other svaras in this way.
They also might have maintained that our svara.